Myanmar police have fired gunshots in the air and used water cannon and rubber bullets on protesters. More than 200 people have been arrested. Thousands have defied new restrictions to protest against the military coup.
Tens of thousands march on across Myanmar in defiance of a ban on gatherings of more than five people. Raising the three-finger salute symbolizing resistance to the military coup, crowds refuse to disperse on the fourth straight day of protests. By afternoon, patience was wearing thin. Police fired gunshots into the air in Naypyidaw. They used rubber bullets to disperse crowds and shot water cannon and tear gas. There are reports of injuries and more than 200 people arrested across the country. The military government has implemented an overnight curfew in several parts of Myanmar. It's been extended to Yangon and the capital, Naypyidaw.
Leong Wai-kit has been following the latest developments in Myanmar. He joins us live now for more. Wai-kit, chaos on the ground and arrests and injuries reported.
That's right, Dawn. Right now, a lot of attention is on a female protester who is said to be in critical condition. She's 19 years old and she's said to be, have been shot in the head by police in the capital city of Naypyidaw. It is unclear as of now whether that is a rubber bullet. But one thing is really for sure, as you've seen for yourself on TV, it is very intense nationwide now where protests are concerned. In fact, the protesters whom I'm in touch with, they started their day telling me they feel scared. They were anxious. They're not sure whether or not they should go out to protest. But as we've seen throughout the day, more and more people have spilled the streets. So now we have a very tricky situation where the authorities have been shown to use more force, and at the same time, protesters not backing down and showing more open defiance despite the new laws on banning people from gathering as well as having curfews at night.
Wai-kit, a tricky and tense situation indeed. Authorities have, in fact, extended a ban on large crowds to more areas. Is that going to help clamp down on the protests?
Well, Don, I might be stating the obvious here, but it can go two ways. Because if you plot the events in the last week in terms of the enforcement action, if you plot it on the graph, you'll see a gradual curve of increasing intensity from your very early warnings to rubber bullets actually being used. But there was a recent development. If you recall, the Army Chief in our line made his first televised address yesterday. And in it, he made a very interesting point. He made an effort to say that his current military takeover is different from 1962 and 1988. Now, if we were to read between the lines, one can only logically conclude that he's making an effort to divorce those historical events from his own actions. And what are these... There is a very similar underlying factor between 1962 and 1988 events, and that is very hard military crackdown on the protesters. Of course, the army chief did not elaborate, and of course, the other school of thought is that he's not being specific so that it can give him wriggle room to react as he sees fit. Of course, with large-scale protests and people who are highly charged, and of course the risk of having more enforcement, it really remains to be seen how this will play out in the coming days.
Wai-kit, thank you very much for staying on top of this developing story for us. Leong Wai-kit there.